Proclamation number 8277, dated the September 20th, 1962. Signs of the last days. You can rest assured that everything I have announced through seers and prophets will fulfill itself, for the end moves ever closer, and by the signs of the times you will recognize the hour you live in. Time and again the objection is raised that the end was always dreaded during bad times, and yet the earth continued to exist, that even my disciples had counted on my early return, and that they, too, had been mistaken. And likewise they don't want to listen and believe in my present proclamations. And I repeatedly emphasize the fact that one day the future will become the present, and that you humans have now arrived at the lowest spiritual point which necessitates an end of this earth, which, however, should only be understood as a total transformation of the earth's surface and not the destruction of the earth as a work of creation. For this earth will continue to fulfill its task in the universe. It will continue to shelter people for the purpose of maturing their souls. Yet first it is to be made suitable for this again. My word is truth, and if I send you my word from above, if I explain my plan of salvation to you so that you will also know all correlations, then I actually only intend you to faithfully accept my warnings and admonitions and change your attitude towards me accordingly. For you should think further than just your daily life. You should think of what lies ahead of you, since you know for certain that you will have to die and cannot prolong your life for even one day, that you therefore depend on the power which called you into being. You should seriously deliberate these thoughts, and it will not be to your disadvantage, for then I will also help you to think clearly and to consider the idea of an end, and what this end means for each one of you. If you believe in a God and Creator whose love called you into being, then you will not be so worried when you are made aware of a near end, for then you will know that this God and Creator also holds your destiny in His hands, that you only need to commend yourselves to His love and grace in order to be safely led through the approaching time. And the references relating to it won't frighten you. Instead, you will merely join more closely with your God and Creator, whom you recognize as your eternal Father. Yet the unbelievers will be badly affected, and it is to them which my constant prophecies of a near end apply, for they can still change themselves during the short time they have left. Just pay attention to the signs of the time, for I have already announced those to my first disciples. But by now you are at the start of the time of affliction. You hear about wars, about earthquakes, accidents and disasters are increasing. You can observe changes in the universe, and you also see how people behave who have degenerated and believe that they can interfere in my creation, who let themselves be driven to God-opposing experiments which will not end well. Notice the frame of mind of people who indulge in worldly pleasures, who are harsh and unloving and don't consider their neighbor's hardship. Pay attention to the lack of faith, to their attitude towards Jesus Christ and His act of salvation, and you will know that you are already living in the midst of time which precedes the end. The battle of faith, too, will flare up with such cruelty you would not think possible. And this spiritual low level will draw the end closer and has already reached the degree which would justify my intervention, but I will not divert from the day that has been determined in my plan of salvation since eternity. But neither will I postpone this day, for in my wisdom I also realized when the time is right for the work of transformation to take place. And therefore I will let my voice be heard until the end, announcing the approaching end, and happy is he who listens to this voice and prepares himself. Happy is he who wants to belong to my own and remains loyal to me until the end. for I will provide him with exceptional strength. He will stand firm and need not fear the day of the end. Amen.